Hello again, everyone. This is Greg Goins, the founder and the host of the Reimagine Schools podcast. And I want to do something a little different with this episode, if you will. We are celebrating some success with the Reimagine Schools podcast as we're quickly approaching 10,000 listens. So I certainly want to thank all of our listeners out there for your support, your encouragement, for sharing out those episodes and believing in the mission of creating better schools for kids. I know there are a lot of teachers out there, principals, superintendents, parents, people out there, not only in our country, but globally, that are listening to the show. And I can't thank you enough for your time as you listen to these podcasts and reflect on what we can do to reinvent education. Now, in terms of the show, I have been so blessed and I'm so thankful to have the chance to talk to some amazing people. And if you listen to the show on a regular basis, you know for a fact that I've had people like Ted Dinnersmith on the show. Ted is the executive director of the Most Likely to Succeed documentary. In my opinion, probably the most important education documentary that's ever been created. Ted is also the author of the best-selling book that's out now, What School Could Be, in which he traveled to all 50 states to really look at what the best practices are in K-12 education. So Ted had a chance to come on and talk with us about the new book. And that was the very first episode of the Reimagine Schools podcast. And you can go back and listen to that and find inspiration in a lot of different ways. Had a chance to talk to Tony Wagner, Dr. Tony Wagner, who is a best-selling author and speaker on education reform. He is the narrator of the very popular documentary, The Finland Phenomenon. So we all know all the great things happening in that country, and it was a thrill to talk to Tony. Had a chance to talk and visit with Mark Prinsky, and that episode aired a couple weeks ago. And as you know, Mark coined the term digital natives and digital immigrants as we think about this continued idea that there's a disconnect in our classroom sometimes between educators and kids. And as we know, kids today are part of that iGeneration, certainly classified as digital natives, that want hands-on learning, they want to use that device, they no longer want to sit in those straight rows in classrooms in a sit-and-get model that we know systematically doesn't work. That industrial model of herding all the kids into one classroom and expecting them to sit still and hopefully retain whatever knowledge it is that you want to impart upon them is not going to work. It's a broken system. It's an antiquated system, and we need to look at different approaches. So one of the themes of this show is, what approaches can we use to create those better schools for kids? You know, we've talked a lot in some of our episodes about things like project-based learning and how the four C's of communication, creativity, collaboration, and critical thinking are imperative to student success. We actually need to create physical space in our schools where kids can engage in team building and critical thinking skills and work together to solve problems. That's why project-based learning is so valuable. You think about blended learning and using technology with more traditional pedagogy, and how there has to be a mix and a healthy combination of each as we continue to teach kids and prepare them for really an uncertain future, because we don't know where we're going to end up with technology and all the wonderful things that are happening globally with information technology and our ability to get information. And it's certainly changing how we teach and how we learn across the board. So I've also had the chance to talk to some amazing leadership experts along the way, getting ready to release a new show soon with Jim Kouzes, who's the co-author of the best-selling leadership book, The Leadership Challenge, which has now sold over 2 million copies, and I believe it's available in 22 different languages. So, again, I've been blessed to talk to some amazing people. I've also been blessed to talk to just some incredible practitioners, superintendents, principals, teachers, people out there that are doing the great work every single day, and we can learn so much from those folks. And I look forward to continuing those conversations with great teachers. So if you're doing something in your district that you feel is innovative, if you have great ideas to share with the world, then let's connect and let's talk a little bit. And who knows, you might just end up on the Reimagine Schools podcast. But as we continue to talk to all these great guests along the way, now it's time to hear from you. And that was my ultimate goal from day one in putting this podcast together. The goal being, or the mission, if you will, is to begin a national conversation, even a global conversation, about how we can reinvent education and create better schools for kids. So if we truly want to reimagine what we're doing, we have to kind of let down our guard and, you know, think differently, think outside the box, if you will, from that traditional school model, and take some chances, take some risk. And a lot of our guests along the way have talked about how you can engage in that change process and some ideas to kind of take your school to the next level. Because at the end of the day, it's about scaling innovation. And we want to engage kids. We want kids to show up in the morning, and we want kids that can't wait to come into the schoolhouse, not kids that can't wait to run out of the building at 3 o'clock. There's a huge difference, and we have to recognize that. And we have to want kids to have a genuine love for learning and who want to come to school every day. So in hearing from you, we have created a new Reimagine Schools podcast community on Facebook. And if you would like to join, I would certainly love to hear your great ideas and what you're doing as we think about best practices to help each other. You can actually join the Facebook group at facebook.com/groups/reimagineschools, or probably the easiest way to find us is just to go to your Facebook page and do a search for the Reimagine Schools podcast community, and we'll pop up pretty quick. And that will be the easiest way to get in. I also want to remind you that we have a new website out, reimagineschools.net. And the website is powered by Iron Mike. That is a new company specializing in website design. And the great thing about this website is it is a one-stop shop for all of the shows. And you can actually listen from the website. If you have a desktop at work, you want to listen to episodes, you have access to a podcast player right there on the website. So all you have to do is go to the site, find the episode you want to listen to, and hit the play button. So again, I'm so excited about the success we've had with the Reimagine Schools podcast. I'm thrilled to know that we are making a difference and having some of those difficult conversations about how to create those better schools for kids. And again, I want to hear from you. I want to know what you think. And if you even have suggestions about guests that you would like for me to talk with on the podcast or different ideas, you know, everyone is looking for that silver bullet, what's going to be the next big thing in education. And that's okay. We can talk about those things. At the end of the day, folks, it comes down to rethinking what we're doing and creating a more engaging learning environment for kids. Our kids have to have a different school experience. They want and deserve a very different school experience than their parents and certainly their grandparents had. So this is their time. We have to prepare kids for the future, not our past. So with that, I hope you enjoyed this very short synopsis of where we're at with the Reimagine Schools podcast. And I certainly hope you'll continue to share out episodes and give me your thoughts. And jump in there, folks, and join that Facebook group, because I want to create a community of learners that can share those best practices so we can all create better schools for kids. And as I close, like I always do, folks, remember, as always, do what you can in your school and community to create better schools for kids.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.